Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about an important deadline coming up for all of those who wish to vote in the primary election. We've got a deadline here. What's that?
Well, that's correct. Pennsylvanians wishing to participate in the May 17th primary election must register to vote no later than this Monday, May 2nd. Only voters registered as Democrats or Republicans will select nominees in the primary to represent their party in the November 8th general election. If you register to vote online, the form must be completed and submitted by 11:59 p.m. on Monday. Paper voter registration forms must be received by your county voter registration office by close of business on Monday. And once registered, voters may choose to vote in person or by mail or absentee ballot. You can learn more at vote.pa.gov. Again, vote.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is really good news for students who are looking to get some higher education. What's going on with FEA?
The Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, or FEA, announced the adoption of a new 2022-2023 PA state grant program formula that increases the potential award from $5,000 to $5,750. The agency also estimates as many as 9,000 additional students could receive crucial funding toward their higher education, bringing the total to around 107,000 students served. The agency said the new awarding system maintains the current year's $5,000 maximum award while providing up to an additional 750 pandemic inflation adjustment to account for financial obstacles families are facing today. Grant amounts are determined by several factors, including a student's family income, effect of inflation on incomes and cost of the school they attend. The 2022-2023 PA state grant application submission deadline is Sunday, May 1st. And this applies to all renewal applicants and first-time applicants who plan to enroll in a college, university, or college transfer program at a two-year public or private college. The deadline is August 1st for students planning to enroll in community college or designated Pennsylvania open admission institution. To apply for a PA state grant, applicants must first complete the 2022-2023 FAFSA, which can be accessed online at fea.org/FAFSA. That's PHEAA.org/FAFSA.
And finally, Representative, we are looking to celebrate small businesses in Pennsylvania. What's up here?
The week of May 1st is National Small Business Week and Pennsylvania Small Business Week. This year's theme, Building a Better America Through Entrepreneurship, celebrates the resilience and tenacity of America's entrepreneurs. Small businesses are our economic engine, and Pennsylvania is home to 1.1 million small businesses that employ 2.5 million workers. Small business owners have displayed incredible perseverance in the face of challenges like the COVID-19 pandemic, staffing shortages, and supply chain disruptions. Their success is a testament to their ability to adapt and overcome. I hope you will join me in thanking and patronizing our small businesses.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.